Today we celebrate the feast of Mary, the Mother of the Church. And what an important feast it is with all that is going on in the world and in the Church at this point. We have to recognize, as the readings make pretty clear to us today, the Church is a mother. At the same time, the Church is the mystical person of Christ. And we have this point that was made in the book of Genesis that there would be enmity between the woman and the serpent. The woman, obviously, is our Blessed Lady. And yet the woman is also the Church. And there is enmity between Satan and the Church. I don't think it takes a genius to see that that's what's going on right now. At the same time, the Church is the Mother. And the Church is Christ. So the Church is Christ, the Church is the Bride of Christ, the Church is the Mother of Christ in the spiritual sense, because all of us are members of the mystical Christ born at the baptismal font. So in that sense, the Church is the Mother of Christ as well. And that becomes important because when we look at what we heard in the Gospel, the Church gives to us the reading today from St. John of our Lord on the cross. And so the enmity between Satan and the woman is going to come to the cross. So for each one of us, as we open our hearts to receive our Blessed Lady, as our Lord has given her to us, and as members of the Church, we recognize that this enmity is not just something that took place a couple of thousand years ago. It is something that continues. You can see that actually very clearly in the book of Revelation when the woman escapes from what the serpent was trying to do. It says, he then turned on all of her offspring. And so the enmity continues. And it is coming to a head. It is not a pleasant time, and what a blessed time at the same time for us to be able to be alive at this point, at this time in history, when all of this is happening. The enmity has been there right along, just as the enmity was there right from the time that God spoke these words in the garden, and again understanding that he was not talking about Eve and all of the children of Eve, because he speaks of a singular woman and a singular male offspring. So it is clearly about our Lord and our Blessed Lady. And yet, because each one of us is a member of Jesus, member of the Church, children of our Blessed Lady, therefore that enmity continues with us. And as we know, the Church, being the mystical person of Jesus Christ, must live the life of Christ. And so the Church must be crucified, and the Church must rise from the dead. If I'm correct, you and I have the great privilege of being part of that. Not in general, as has been for the last 2,000 years, but very particularly. So again, as we could look back and say, okay, yeah, there was this enmity between the Jewish people and Satan, and it all came to a head on the cross. There has also been enmity between the Church and Satan for 2,000 years. At some point in history, that too is going to come to a head at the cross. I think we're at that point of history. And so it is not going to be fun. It wasn't fun for our Lord. It wasn't fun for our Blessed Lady. And yet at the same time, we look at the result. We look at what has followed from the crucifixion, the death and resurrection of our Lord. It's our salvation. It's the salvation of souls. It's the redemption of the world. And so if we just simply look at that event, it's horrific, it's disgusting. But if we look at it from the point of view of Jesus and Mary, it is pure love. It is salvation. It is redemption. So yes, what the Romans had in mind, and even what some of the hierarchy of the Jews had in mind, was definitely not good. What God had in mind, and therefore what our Lord and our Lady had in mind, was pure charity, pure goodness. That's where we're headed. There are many people in the world who hate the church. There are some at this point within the church who are working against her. There's a lot of malice. But for those who have a heart filled with love for God and for souls, this is pure charity. It is pure goodness. And the fruit that is going to be born will be immense. That's the part we must understand. And it's the perspective from which we must see things. As members of Jesus, and therefore as children of our Blessed Lady, we must have their disposition as we go through this. What was the disposition of Jesus? What was the disposition of Our Lady? Who cares what the Romans were thinking? Who cares what the high priest was doing? Yeah, we know that that was all malicious. That's not what we're looking at. We're not saved by their malice. We are saved by the love of Jesus. And he was united with him was his mother. That's the disposition we must look at. Notice that Jesus didn't say one single word about the disposition of any of these people. All he did is pray that God would forgive them. So we can whine and complain and be angry about the disposition and why are they doing this to us and this is so horrible and blah, blah, blah. It's all true, it is. What good is it going to do? The only thing that is going to do any good is charity. That's what we see in Jesus and Mary. Humility and charity. Not anger. Neither one of them lashed out. Neither one of them said one angry thing. Neither one of them said one thing that was negative even. That's the disposition we have to have. We're really good at doing the opposite. So we need to learn real fast how to be like our Lord and our Lady. So as the mother of the church, we have the wonderful knowledge that she's going to be right there, just as she was when her son was crucified. So will she be when the mystical person of her son is crucified. We have the privilege of being united with our Lord in the greatest work in history. We have the privilege of having our mother right there with us, supporting us, guiding us, teaching us, and praying for us. So now the only question is with us. Are we willing to change our hearts to have the disposition of Jesus and Mary as we go through this? Or do we want to do the opposite? It's really a simple question of saying, are we going to show ourselves to be the children of God and therefore children also of Our Lady? Or do we want to act like children of Satan? We don't need a bunch of anger. We don't need a bunch of spewing forth. We don't need a bunch of malice. Satan does that well enough all by himself. We don't need to help him. The only thing that is going to help the world is saints. And saints are known for humility and for charity. That's what God is looking for from us as we go through this. That cannot happen without prayer. So we must be deeply rooted in prayer, united with Jesus and Mary, so that our disposition can change and be one with theirs.